I'm so excited to talk to you guys about today's sponsor, Prose. Prose is the custom beauty brand that is all over your feed. I had been wanting to try them for so long. And when I tell you guys that I put on my Instagram story that they were going to be sponsoring the podcast, I got so many genuine organic responses from my following of people being like, oh my God, I love Prose. I've been using it for years. So don't even just take it from me, but take it from the genuine people that reached out agreeing with me about how much they love Prose. And when Prose says custom, they actually mean it. Each and every bottle of Prose custom hair and skincare is made to order and personalized with a unique blend of naturally powerful and proven effective ingredients to meet your needs. Their in-depth consultation analyzes over 80 factors for a complete view of your life and beauty goals. One of the coolest parts of the questionnaire that I thought was they literally asked me about my location and my zip code so that they could understand how hard the water is here, what the UV index is like, if it's cold, if it's dry, and all of that goes into these truly personalized products. Prose even did a third-party, double-blind, dermatologist-supervised controlled clinical study, aka the gold standard in research studies, and Prose proved that personalization works better than off-the-shelf alternatives. So try it for yourself and get your healthiest hair in 30 days or your money back. Prose is so confident that you'll love your results that they're offering the Arty Friends listeners an exclusive trial offer so that you can see the difference custom care can make. 50% off your first subscription order at prose.com/artyfriends. That's prose.com/artyfriends for your free consultation and 50% off your one-of-a-kind formulas. prose.com/artyfriends.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Arty Friends. I'm Allison.
This is Kara. And surprise, I'm in person.
Yes.
I'm with Allison. We're in the studio.
First time ever here for Kara.
First time ever in person recording in Allison's studio setup. This is awesome.
In Weberized studio setup, yes. That I take no credit for, that I walk in and sit down with my coffee 2 minutes late every week.
Weberized LLC. Check them out if you're starting a podcast in Omaha.
Yeah, they're the best.
Yeah, so exciting. It's so cute in here. I'm pumped.
Major studio vibes.
I love it. Well, what's new? What's happening, Allison?
Yeah, let me think. Last night, but yesterday was Father's Day, so yes. I went to the Olympic swim trials with my dad, which was really good. When he said he wanted to go to that, I was kind of like, yeah, that'll be fun. And then I remembered after going in my childhood, I hadn't been a long time. It was actually a blast, and it was like so emotional. And you guys don't know, so it was like the Olympic U.S. team trials. So all of these people were competing to be on the U.S. Olympic swim team, which is in Tokyo in July, mm-hmm. which is really fast turnaround time. They basically like... Got on the team, then they go to Hawaii to train, and they're going to Tokyo.
That's insane.
Some of these kids are like 19 years old. Like, it's just like, boom, graduated. Okay, now you're on the Olympics. Like, your life's changed forever.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. What did you do this weekend? Yeah. You're here in Omaha.
I know. I'm here in Omaha. I'm here to shoot some weddings. So I had a wedding on Saturday. It's Monday currently. And then next Saturday, I also have another wedding. So they're back to back in Omaha, which is like perfect because my brother lives here. So I'm just staying with him. But yeah, I checked out the College World Series. And if you listened to our episode two episodes ago, Allison was saying how it's like not her favorite thing. And I honestly agree. Like, it was horrible.
You did?
Yeah.
You agree now?
It's just like, I didn't actually go to the games. So I do still believe that the games are really fun. I love the games. But I went to like, they have these beer gardens, like beer tents. And it's just so crowded and sweaty and gross. And like,
yeah,
I just had like one drink and I was like, I'm way too sober for half these people here. Like, everyone's so drunk, like stumbling over each other. I was like, and the drinks are so expensive.
Oh, like, yeah. For like the lowest grade level
alcohol.
Like the least amount of effort.
Yeah.
Like, so, I mean, it's fun. I think if you're like 21 and you're back in town from college and you're like seeing everyone, but like when you're 25 and you just like, I feel like everyone was just so drunk and I was just like, all right, I walked in and I'm like, I'm going to leave in like 15 minutes. So.
And makes me feel satisfied.
I understood what you were saying because I hadn't been to the beer gardens really yet.
Yeah, it's different now. And it's funny because last night, my sister and I, we were like walking down there because CHI is right next to it.
What's CHI? That's where the swim trials are.
Yeah, okay, like the big arena here. And my sister, like, I didn't even say anything about it. She was like, I just don't really like the College World Series. And I was like, can I get you on record really quick? Yeah. And I was like, please tell me why. And she was like, going on. And I'm like, you are definitely my sister because we are the only people that think this. And now apparently you do too. So,
yes. It's like this whole game. So, yeah, just like not the events surrounding it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a lot. But
that's okay.
Their own. Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be really fun again if you were like 21, 22.
Agreed.
My ship has sailed. I'm aging rapidly. Getting old.
I'm trying to think on positive notes. If we have any like good peaks of the week, do you have
any? Yes. Okay. My peak of the week, definitely being back in town, seeing my friends. I feel like we said this in our travel episode, but getting out and just like leaving your house gives you such a fresh perspective, so many ideas. New ideas, fresh ideas, like even that it's the fact that it's Omaha, like you would think like, oh, you need to travel somewhere cool to like feel re-inspired. Like, no, literally just getting out of your day-to-day routine is proven to make your brain process new information, which is allowing it to get new, fresh perspectives. Like I've had so many ideas for just content, for videos, for photos, so many like business ideas in the last 3 days that I'm just like, so overwhelmed. Like I'm just writing every single idea down that comes to mind in my phone. I'm like, dang, like I'm so glad I came here this week. Like I just feel like getting out of those regular day-to-day habits like gives you really such a good, yeah, it's so important.
Maybe
so,
there's some special water in Omaha that's just like gets the ideas and magic.
Yeah, come on down to Omaha, guys. You want a business idea.
My peak of the week, probably just like the sales at the store have really been popping off. This month will definitely be the best month that I've had since December. Mm-hmm. But I feel like December, like, of course, that's going to be a great month with Christmas. Like, people are just going hard. And then the other best month was August when I did the Husker stuff. But this month will like definitely compete with those, which is super good because, I mean, I definitely had the 1 year birthday and that was a big part of it, but it's still June. Like
nothing like special.
Super special.
Yeah.
So clearly just like I'm finding my groove and things are resonating and the store is doing super well. And I just feel very at peace with everything with the store right now. So
that's
a good
awesome.
Feeling to have like, cause your business is like your baby.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. I was listening to, or watching Delaney Childs and Clay's YouTube video about how when you start a business, you don't think about the fact that you're like birthing a child and it's alive. And then once it's alive, you have to take care of it for literally ever. Like if you go on vacation, it's still alive and doing stuff. Even if you hire other people, it's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
You got other people babysitting it. Mm-hmm. And you don't really realize when you start that it's not just like a project. Like so many things in life we do that are like fleeting. Like, oh my gosh, this will be so fun. Like I'm shooting this wedding. And then if you never want to do weddings again, you're like, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out.
Yeah.
But once you start a business, it's kind of there forever unless you decide to close it.
Yeah. I love that you shared that because I don't think people think about that.
Yeah.
And it's just good to let people know in case they were thinking about jumping into something and then, you know, diving in too deep, overcommitting.
Yeah.
Getting a little overwhelmed. So it's good for you to share that kind of stuff because your store looks so glamorous. Like it looks like, you know.
Yeah. Like to only see that like, oh my gosh, everything is so fun. Like I want my own business. It's like, well, just remember like you're signing up forever.
Mm-hmm. It's good to see. Yeah. That side of it too.
Yeah.
So, oh yeah, I love that.
We can read your guys' peak of the week. Let me see. Okay. I will share this one from Maya. She said, my job wants to send me to Florida for 3 weeks to, quote, work. That is awesome. I don't know what you do for a living, but sounds like a good job. Should keep that.
I love that. That's so fun. This peak of the week comes from China. My old roommate, Bestie, is visiting me in my new city. That's so fun.
That is cute. You know they're a real one if they visit you and your place.
Yeah. That's the fun part of moving out on your own, is getting to have friends come in town and visit and show them all your favorite things.
Definitely makes you feel like a real adult.
Yeah. Like hosting somebody.
Yes. Yes. And you're like, okay, we have to have like a bed for them to stay on and like prep the coffee in the morning and like have extra towels. Like
so
being
adult.
Equipped to have guests is actually kind of like a thing that you know, takes some work.
Yeah. You need to wash the sheets. You have to just make sure house isn't rancid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like make sure it's all clean and stuff. Well, that's fun.
Amazing.
Well, just a reminder, keep sending in your peaks of the week every week when we post on our Instagram stories. So if you don't follow the Instagram, it's at We're Already Friends. We post lots of good quotes on there, some inspiration. And yeah, we want to hear from you guys. So
yes, yes, yes.
Can I tell a funny story really quick?
Please, please.
And then we can hop into our topic. So before we started recording, like we said, we're in person together. We haven't been in person together since January. So we're just like taking a lot of pictures. And then Richard is our audio guy. He's like, you guys ready? And we're like, hold on, just taking selfies. Well, last night I have to like film TikToks in my car. I've just realized it's just too embarrassing to film them around anybody. Like even if I'm in like a room with the door closed, like if I saw like my brother's house,
there.
I just know they're there and I just like know they're probably listening. So I'm like, I'm just gonna film everything in my car. So I went to a parking garage and I was parked on the top floor and I was filming TikToks for like 20 minutes, but like it was really windy. So thank God I was just doing it in my car. I didn't get out of my car. And then right when I finish, this man in the bicycle like whips open the stairwell, comes out, and it's security. And I'm like, oh my God. And he like bikes up to me and I roll my window and I was like, hi. And he's like, what's going on? I was like, I'm just taking selfies. Like, I'm literally sitting in my car taking videos. And he's like, oh, it's okay. Just photos aren't allowed up here. And then we were just like, I was like, this is so embarrassing. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Oh my
I'm
goodness.
Just like a basic white girl just taking selfies on a rooftop. And he's like, well, as long as you didn't get the federal building in it, it's okay.
Oh my God.
I'm like, yeah, I didn't get out of my car. Russell. Sorry, Russell. If you're listening.
Oh my gosh. What building was it?
It was the First National Bank parking lot, parking garage. So he's like, I do security for
Did you
First
have to
National
pay to
Bank.
Get up there?
Usually, but the gate was open. So
oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
You have
Free
to like,
selfies.
Sorry, yeah. You had to pay like $10 to get to the top of a parking garage to get some peace and quiet.
No, like literally to get the content, it costs $1 here, $2 there. That's all I've got. Parking garages.
Okay, you can expense those.
I honestly do. It's like content creation. So I just thought that
Amazing.
Was funny. Getting
really
busted.
Funny. Oh my goodness. Nice. Yeah, I feel like you should also say the topic for this week because this was you and your idea and it's a really good idea and I don't want to take any credit for it. So
no.
Take it away.
So today's episode is going to be about hot girl summer. Hot girl summer is not a certain body type. It's not a certain look. It's a vibe. It's being the best version of yourself. So we're going to go over some of our rules for hot girl summer, how to tap into it, what to do, what not to do. But yeah, I just thought this was really appropriate because the first day of summer was like officially
yesterday,
last night,
right?
At 11:30 p.m.
Yeah.
So it's today is our official first day of summer.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
We can spend it together. That's so cute.
Yeah. And so to launch summer, I was thinking, let's launch hot girl summer as well.
There we go. I love it. Yeah.
But obviously Allison is another embodiment of hot girl summer. She's thriving. We both live by all of these rules. So
yeah, all the time. Yeah.
It was perfect.
Truly. I feel like this whole hot girl thing has just taken so many avenues as well. Like there's, I don't know, I just feel like you see it all over the internet.
Yeah.
And it's, everyone kind of has their own definition.
Right. Even when I was doing some research for our outline, there were some that were like, just doing whatever you want. But then some were like, no, it's also healing girl summer.
I have loved seeing that.
I love that spin on it too, which we're going to touch on today.
Yeah.
So I agree. There's lots of different versions. It's whatever you want it to be. It's whatever it means to you. But we made a little list of what it means to us. So
there we go. Yeah. I feel like that's a good way to phrase it. This
yeah.
is what it means to us.
Yeah.
So take what you like. Leave the rest and we'll get into it.
Yes.
Okay, so our first point, we're going to be talking about how to take care of your body, because your body is very, very important. It gets you around all the time. And I think a lot of people have this disconnect that like their body is actually their body. Like, mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? I feel like until a few years ago, like I didn't really think about the fact that like I am my body. Like you'd be eating things and it's like, oh yeah, this is going in my body. Like mm-hmm. these things actually affect me.
Yeah.
Being like having that self-awareness that you have to take care of your body. And that's not even trying to be like fitness is so important or anything, but like your body is what's going to take you to the end of your life. And you really have to take care of it. Otherwise, nothing else can really, how are you supposed to go to work? How are you supposed to have a good mindset? How are you supposed to really do anything if you're not taking care of the vehicle that's getting you everywhere?
Yeah. Just having energy in your day to day.
Yeah.
Your food is your fuel. And you know, I've always been able to kind of eat what I want and it doesn't really like affect my body. Luckily, as you know, I have pretty fast metabolism, really good genes, but even just me choosing to eat more whole foods, like it totally affects my mind. Like having a sharper mind, like sometimes I literally get brain fog from when I'm like eating like shit. And
oh,
like,
yeah,
I don't have the energy because I chose to go eat Chipotle and then for dinner I got Panera or something. And then like, I can literally feel it immediately or even like the next day. Like once you kind of get in that spiral, then it's just like so much easier to want to eat more junk food and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you just like, yeah, it's literally like your energy because you're processing that food. And I don't know, there's so much preservatives and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Oh yeah, totally. And I also feel like if I'm having movement in my day, like the days that I like do work out, I eat way healthier. And then if you mm-hmm. don't work out that day, you don't, because I feel like if you know you're going to be working out, you're like, well, I'm not going to like eat McDonald's before I go work out.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you work out, not that I ever eat McDonald's, it was a disgusting, disgusting example. Like I do not, have not ever eaten McDonald's like since I was like a child. Not hating on anyone that does. It is just not a very vegan friendly restaurant.
Right.
But then, you know, after a good workout, you're like, okay, well, I don't really want to just like destroy all of my hard work.
Yeah.
And so if you're incorporating like movement and fitness into the majority of your days, then it's just going to be a lot easier to eat healthy before you work out and after you work out, which then becomes your norm.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, I don't know how this really ties with body, but I was listening to this other podcast, or maybe it was a book, and they were talking about how willpower is only something you need if you don't want to do something.
Yeah.
So like if you don't want to drink alcohol, you don't need willpower. If you don't want to eat fast food, you don't need willpower.
Yeah.
It's just like discipline. It's like, it's very different.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can really trick your brain to being like, I am so excited to go to the gym, I want to go to the gym, you don't need the willpower to get there. Like you just mm-hmm. want to do it anyway, because each day you only have like so much in your cup of willpower. And if you're using all of it just to get to the gym, then you're not going to have any willpower for like the food you put in your body and the other decisions that you're going to have to make. So trying to have like a healthy lifestyle, just be like a no ifs, ands, or buts, will spare you from having to use those like willpower and decision-making skills and save that for your work or your creativity mm-hmm. or other things.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Like putting your health first in a way yeah. that you genuinely want to put your health first and you're
yes.
excited about it, because thinking not only of just the physical benefits, like I'm so excited to work out because I know I'm going to be in a better headspace to tackle the day,
mm-hmm.
to be around people, I'm going to have more positive energy. Yeah. Like thinking about it that way, in a way that makes you excited, because I can't even lie if I was saying that I don't dread going to the gym sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel
100%.
Like that's a really good tip, because I know that I'm going to feel better. I know, even if it's not like a crazy good workout, it's not like an Orange Theory, it's like just getting up and going for like a walk.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm going to be in such a better mindset. And yeah,
exactly.
Moving your body is so important.
I went for a 1 hour walk this morning.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome.
Thanks.
And we're recording at 8 a.m. So
I got up at 6:30 and I was like, let's tackle it. So I just made the coffee and went out the door.
Yeah.
Because I knew, I was like, if I get up at like 7:40 mm-hmm. and we're recording at 8, I am going to be just so foggy, so lethargic.
Right.
So, and I know that kind of sucks. Like there's definitely days where really the only time you're going to be able to get that in is like at the crack of dawn. But wouldn't you agree? Every time you do it, you're like thankful you did. Like getting
yes.
up and doing it, you're like going to bed and you're like, oh my God, I'm going to have to get up early and I'm dreading this. And then the alarm's going off. Dude, it was so funny this morning. Clay's alarm went off first and he like looks at me and he's like, is that my alarm or your alarm? And I was like, that's yours. And he's like, fuck, that sucks.
What was his at? Like 4:45.
Yeah. And I was like, bro, when has my alarm ever been before yours? Yeah. Like literally once ever.
Yours was still early, but not that early.
Not that early.
Clay's crazy. Yeah. I spent the night once. I think this isn't in one of our first episodes, but I stayed the night and we were up until like 4 a.m. literally working on the podcast. And Clay walks out to go to the gym. We had not even gone to sleep yet.
No. It's just, I don't know how he does it.
So we're not saying to be like Clay. We're just saying to maybe wake up a little bit earlier if you don't have time in your day.
Yeah. And to loop up another thing that we said on the last episode was how normal it is to like be running late to work because you were getting coffee or you were trying to find the right outfit or you were doing your makeup or all of these things we do before we go to work or we go to class to like help us feel more like positive and productive. It should also be normalized that like making a good breakfast and getting movement in the morning is just as important as like getting a good outfit on.
Yeah.
It's like I'm not in a good outfit right now. And that to me, I thought about it. I put this cute bodysuit on and I was like, no, that
it's
a walk will, like a walk will is what's going to make me in a better headset, not getting cute right now. Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Like there's other ways to get yourself in that mindset besides coffee and looking in just a good outfit.
Absolutely. Hot girl walks.
Hot girl walks.
That's our new thing, both of us. What do you listen to when you're walking? Or do you use headphones?
So I actually leave my phone at home.
Okay.
Probably 90% of the time.
Yes.
But that is because my day-to-day life is very overstimulating at like all points in time. Like everything I do, I'm talking to so many people, answering so many DMs, people in the store. Like there's never not anyone in my apartment. Like the whole unit of 1406 is a very open door policy. So going on walks, I feel like is the only way that I can really go
disconnect.
Yeah, disconnect from even like, and I also think it's important to know how often we just like can't be alone with our thoughts. Like even if you're going to go on a walk, sometimes it's like, do you need the podcast? Do you need music? Do you need to call a friend? Or do you just literally need you and your thoughts?
And just to listen to your surroundings.
Yeah.
Listen to the cars go by. Like that's meditation. And that's what you were saying.
Yeah.
Working out for you is meditation. Absolutely. Just being present.
Yeah. But I'm with you on, you can say some of the podcasts and stuff you listen to though, because I know that a ton of people love using walks to get a good podcast in or like listen to a new playlist or whatever. Right.
I have friends that are like, if I'm going to go walk, I need to be doing something to better myself or to distract myself because that's an hour of wasted time. I'm like, okay, agreed. But I think a balance of both is good. A balance of quiet. I agree. Like I need to disconnect because my whole work careers
on our phones.
Yeah. But some podcasts to listen to. The School of Greatness is one of my favorites with Lewis Howes. If you're looking for something self-helpy, but not cheesy, like he has on the most amazing guests and he's a really good interviewer. Highly recommend. And then an audiobook that I've been listening to. I highly recommend Audible. It costs money. It's like $15 a month, but you get 2 credits for audiobooks. And I think it's good to mix up podcasts and audiobooks because they offer completely different things. Mm-hmm. So definitely check out some audiobooks. The Power of Habit I've listened to, How to Win Friends and Influence People. If you need a book to listen to or to read, everyone needs to read that book. It's such a good book. How to Win Friends and Influence People.
You're very good at that. Oh, I can tell you read that book. Because there's times when I'm like doing something and I'm like, is this how I would win people over? No. What would Kara do? And I'm like, not this.
Oh my gosh. It's just like, I think that everyone, you know, has the best intentions, but I don't think people logically, pen and paper, know how to be a good person sometimes, honestly. So like How to Win Friends and Influence People was written in like the 30s, like the 1930s. It's an old book. Yeah. It's like the blueprint. So yeah. So I think like that is just something where you can get an outside perspective. Like, hey, maybe don't always correct people when they're wrong. Like what's the point? You know?
Yeah.
Like, someone said that they read a book by Hamlet, but it was actually by Shakespeare. But like, is correcting them in front of a group of 20 people really appropriate?
Yeah. And like, is that even important to the story? Like, does it even matter? Yeah.
Yeah. It's because like, I think, you know, there's just things like with our ego that like, sometimes you just like to be right. But like when you're trying to be a salesperson or like win people over, you know, it's not even about winning people over, it's just being a good person. Like,
or being charismatic. Maybe.
Yeah. There's just like things like that, that it teaches you and you're like, dang, that's so true. I think I did know that, but like calling it out is so important. So yes, everyone listen and go listen to that book.
I actually think that is a really good hot girl summer tip is reading as a whole.
Yeah.
Because
I wrote on here, hot girls read.
Yeah, they do. Oh my God. What's that quote that's like something about hot and nerd, like Oh my gosh, I'm going to think of it and I'll post it. But something about brains and hotness and it being okay to romanticize and hype up like that your brain can also be super, super attractive.
Yeah.
Which leads me to a point. Maybe this is not the time to discuss this particular annoyance that I have. But one of my least favorite things ever that people say is, hey, can I pick your brain?
Okay.
Because, so let's take a supermodel. Model. What is everyone like talk like she's famous for her body, right? Mm-hmm. And so imagine someone being like, hey, Sarah, could we like put you on the exam table and like pick apart all like your whole body, just like your measurements and like, you know, your skin and all those bumps. Like, could we just pick that apart really quick? And like, that would be so invasive and so rude. And as someone, my brain and like my creativity is my most like cherished thing to myself. So when someone's like, hey, could we meet for coffee and I could pick your brain? I'm like, whoa, roll it back. What? Why do you think that you can like that you have access to my brain and that you're going to pick it apart? Like, that's so rude. Yeah. And people say that like so casually all the time. And it's just something I get probably like every 4 days, like, hey girl, love what you're doing. Mind if I pick your brain about this thing? And I'm like, actually, I do mind if you pick my brain because my brain is really important to me. And I've done a lot of work to like learn the things I do. And you feeling like you have free access to my knowledge is a little bit rude.
I feel like that's another thing that you just learn through networking. It's just whenever you're trying to connect with someone who is like yourself, an entrepreneur doing a lot of things, you should always frame it in the mindset of like, what's in it for them?
Yeah.
Even if you're a student and you haven't done anything, there's nothing to your, you know, your resume.
Yes. So like just not making it seem like they're only there to give you information and they get nothing out of it.
Yeah.
Or just like leading with a compliment is really helpful too, because like when people respond and they're like, where's the shirt from? It's like, hey, nice. Hope you're having
a great
Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, geez, dude. Like, I just feel like realizing that all these people that you follow on the internet, I'm not even talking about us. I'm talking about like actual famous people. Like, I can't even imagine having like 500,000 Instagram followers and like every single thing they post, people are like, where's your shirt from? Where's that spoon? Where's everything from? And of course, like their job is to influence people, but realizing that they're like a human being with feelings and emotion and being like, hey, like love your house so much. Like I already tried looking through all of your highlights and links. Absolutely can't find like this particular video, but I would love to watch it because you've done such a great job decorating your home. Could you send me the link to your home tour?
Yeah.
Or something like be resourceful yourself because I feel like time is so precious and those people that you're wanting those tips or advice or things from, like you definitely need to respect how important their time is.
Yes. Hot Girl Summer is respecting people's time.
Yeah.
And yeah, exactly. So like when you're reaching out, maybe this is an example that I saw. This guy, I think he was in St. Louis, literally. There was a big famous billionaire coming into town. And obviously everyone's trying to get coffee with this billionaire. He worked at a gym. I don't know where the story I heard it, but he was like, I invited him to the gym because I know he likes to work out. I was like, hey, Mike, come in for free hour, like, or whatever. I'll let you in. And then when he was at the gym, when he was leaving, then he like connected with him and then they got coffee. Like he was like, oh my gosh, thanks for letting me come into your gym. Like, yeah, let's grab dinner or something. I feel like whatever way you can connect with someone on an actual genuine level is way better than, asking to pick someone's brain. Because it's right. It's just like so invasive. And like, why would they do that over the other 10 connections that they have? You know, people that are reaching out.
Yeah. So, I like that gym example though too, because I think then that guy, it's like, you know, if something comes out of this, great, but he doesn't have an expectation that this billionaire is going to stop everything he is doing and give him the time of day. But if he does, super cool.
Yes.
And then, you know, that guy also probably felt like more comfortable and not like, oh my gosh, this guy's like so obsessed with me and like,
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like now I'll go hang out with him because he's being chill.
Let's reel it back.
Okay.
Let's talk about Hot Girl Summer is taking care of our souls and maybe Healing Girl Summer.
Yeah. I feel like we have a lot to say about healing, but I do think all of those things that we just touched on are still really a part of like how to have a good summer, especially if you just graduated and are like trying to like network, get a new job, move to a new city. Like those are just some good tips of like maybe how to integrate more like naturally into new circles or new opportunities.
Yeah.
So I still think that that is all good advice.
Hot girl summer so far, taking care of your body, taking care of your mind. So I think next thing, yes, healing girl summer. What does healing girl summer mean to you?
Oh my gosh. I feel like I've been on healing girl journey for about a whole year now. Mm-hmm. And I even look back at who I was 2 years ago and I'm like, that girl was just not self-aware. Like, that's really the only thing I can say, because I was like pretty happy and thriving and doing my thing and traveling, but I wasn't super self-aware and didn't know myself to my core and wasn't doing all this like inner work. And yeah, I feel like last summer that really had to change, because I realized how much energy from other people like I have to take on. And I feel like that sounds so dramatic, but when I'm working in the store, like, people really, really lay a lot on me, and I'm so happy to like do it. Like, I want to talk to these people, but I feel like it's kind of like a therapist session for some people. In the same way, I know like Jordan says that about hair, like people come in to get their hair done and it's like a therapy session. Like, there's just some careers that you didn't realize, like, that's kind of what you signed up for, I guess.
Yeah. It's like emotional labor.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not only physical labor.
That's a perfect way to do it. Yeah. And I'm so, so happy to do it. But in order to be able to, you know, like listen very intently to all these people and like give good advice and like also do that in DMs, I have to make sure that like I can take care of myself and hold all that space for people. And so that, you know, like, if I'm not okay, then I can't help anyone else.
Yeah.
So for me, I really just had to slow down. And I think in slowing down was how I figured out everything else. Like, mm-hmm. when you slow down, you can start reading books. When you slow down, you can start taking walks. When you slow down, you'll realize you do have time to go to the gym. When you slow down, you can analyze your friendships. Slow down, clean your apartment. Like, it really is just stop moving a million miles an hour and just being in the present and taking in what's around you.
Yeah, and asking why. Yeah, why do I do this every day? I feel like it's so
does
easy.
Does this actually make me happy?
Yeah, it's easy to get caught in the swing of things, like getting into those habits and then not asking, why am I doing this? Is this benefiting me? Is this relationship benefiting me? Is it hurting me? I think I wrote down, like, you can't partake in hot girl summer if you're wounded. You need to heal yourself first. And if you're going through something tough, you've got to unpack that.
Yeah, it really was, because that trauma will come up later. It will come up. It's not if it will come up, it's when it will come up.
And I think hot girl summer is an excuse to cover up your wounds with a Band-Aid.
Yes.
It's
in a bikini.
Yes. In a white claw on your hand.
Yeah.
And like, that's not okay.
It's not. Oh my gosh. I just sent this thing to Clay this morning. I'm going to read it, because I have just always... No, not always. In the past few years, I've really realized that like being high or drinking is basically the ultimate act against self-awareness. Like, you're literally trying to disassociate with your current reality, whether you're doing that because you're sad or stressed, or you're just trying to mask everything in life through fun. That's really at its core what not being sober is like not being self-aware. So it's this screenshot of a tweet on a self-care thread thing. It says, y'all don't think getting high every day is linked to depression. I don't even mean to call people out, but you're literally altering your natural state every single day. At some point, it has to be more than like, I just like to get high. Like, you're literally just escaping. And I think that's so true. Like, people are like, I just love to drink and have a good time. It's like, do you though? Or is there like actually something beneath that that you're really trying to avoid or cover up or prolong? Or do you have some insecurity that you're trying to use alcohol as a crutch for?
Right.
And I think summer being a time of even heightened drinking activities, it's definitely good to ask yourself, like, just to evaluate your relationship with alcohol or smoking or whatever it is for you, because pretty much every person I come across that's very spiritual or quote unquote healed or on the journey to healing, they all really had to evaluate their relationship with
substances
if that was something that they were doing a lot.
Yes, that was such a good point. And like, if it is trauma or something, hot girls, go to therapy.
Yes. Go to therapy instead of going to the bar.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to work through it.
And it is another way. It is this time of our lives in our 20s when you start to realize this stuff, because it's easy for us to sit here and say all this stuff because like we're kind of in our mid 20s now. And I feel like we've had all of those experiences that have kind of changed our perspectives and we're like more on that path to understanding that it is okay to go to therapy. Even if your problems aren't that big of a deal. I saw someone post a story about like, I just don't feel like my problems are that big. And yeah, maybe you haven't had like a horrible traumatic experience, but there could be something smaller that's still bothering you or making you feel insecure. And that's still worthy of
and just it's nice
deeper.
To get an outside opinion that's not jaded or biased by your boyfriend or your friends or your family. Mm-hmm. Like having someone completely removed from the situation that you're dealing with to offer like sound advice yes. or listen is very important.
Yes.
And I agree. Like there's other forms of therapy too that can also go into that. Like maybe you want to hire or join a yoga class or mm-hmm. do Reiki or have a massage. Like I think there are just a lot of things out there that I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. If it's a lot, if you're feeling stressed about going to actual therapy, maybe just tap into other forms of healing.
Yeah.
Like we said,
crystal bowl meditation.
Journaling.
Yeah.
Start journaling.
I feel like we could also really dive into journaling because we talked about it a bit with McKenna.
Mm-hmm, last week.
I feel like the DMs I've really been getting recently are like, how do you do vegan? Okay, it's summer. I feel so pressured to drink. Help SOS. Mm-hmm. And like, what do you journal about? And I feel like those are three very simple, very hard questions to answer because like, I know my why. Like I know why I journal, why I stopped drinking. But you need to figure out like your why.
Yeah.
Why do you need to journal? Do you need to get your thoughts out? Does it help you structure your day? Why do you need to stop drinking if you need to? Like mm-hmm. for someone's reason to stop eating meat, it could be totally different from someone else's. Yeah. So I think it's easy to see other people doing something and want to do it and ask them why they're doing it. But I think literally going back to you being like, ask yourself why.
And really you going helps. Back to saying you're excited about something instead of having the willpower to do it. I feel like if you're excited about journaling because you feel like you're so much on your phone all the time and you need to disconnect.
Yeah, that's like a totally different reason. Mm-hmm, it's a great reason.
I'm excited
though.
To open my journal for the first 30 minutes of my day because I know that it's a better habit than scrolling on Instagram and getting into comparison and feeling like not as good about myself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good reason. Let me try to think of like 10 rapid fire reasons to journal because I am already on like my fifth journal of the year. I'd probably go through one whole journal per month. Like mm-hmm. I feel like people probably, cause I only will post like a blank page on my stories. I will never post really the pages with words cause it's just very yeah, private to me. And so I feel like people are probably like, does this chick actually journal? Like it's just always on a blank page.
She's a liar. She's a phony.
Yeah. She just puts the notebook in the photo.
No, it's for the aesthetic.
I'm just kidding. I promise you can see a stack in my hallway closet of journals about a foot and a half high.
I'll confirm, guys. Yeah. I'll go scoop it out today.
Yeah, there's a lot. I journal my to-do list for the day. Mm-hmm. I journal my goals. I make what are those called where you put one word in the middle and then you draw a line out of all the things that you're thinking of? It's like a web.
Okay, yeah, a web.
Yeah, sometimes if I'm like trying to have a creative idea, I'll like start with one word and like branch out. Or if I'm like thinking about taking a trip, I'm like, okay, adventure. And I'm like, where could I have an adventurous trip? Where could I have maybe more of a room? If you're trying to go on a honeymoon, it's like, then you can keep webbing out and get more close to your final answer.
Cool. We did like elementary school. I love that.
Yeah. I'll show you some of them. They're like really cute and artsy to like look back on.
Yeah.
That's going to be another reason is if you're like drawing or doodling, like even if you just maybe say you're like watching someone's YouTube channel, you can just like have your journal in front of you and like therapeutically like doodle. Yeah. It doesn't have to be good. Like I think I've drawn the same weird shaped flower squiggle for like a million times over the years in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You can journal out things that are bothering you, obviously. If you have an issue with someone and you're trying to figure out how you could go about it, maybe like bulleting out, is it worth it?
Yeah.
What's like the real root behind this?
Am I hot-headed right now?
Yeah.
Journaling definitely writes out all your thoughts. And side note, whenever I have an issue with someone, I give it 24 hours. Mm-hmm. That is the best advice. I think I learned that in like high school volleyball. They taught us like, if you guys have an issue with someone, wait 24 hours until you address it. Yep. Because you can really get overthrown by your emotions over something very minuscule.
Yeah, and just how you're feeling in that moment. Like maybe also at that same time, you walked outside and you were like pitting out and you were sweaty and this car cut you off and then someone kind of like snapped at you a little bit and then it gets blown out of proportion. And once you say something, there's no unsaying it.
Yeah.
And I think that's something I really learned as part of my healing is I used to just speak very quickly and sharply.
Because that's like a personality trait. I'm the blunt person.
Yeah. And so then it can be masked like that. Like, yeah. Oh, I just speak what's on my mind and yeah. not really thinking like, okay, well, how does that affect other people if I say something? Like, yeah, you can apologize and be like, I didn't mean it or I like didn't mean to say it with that tone. But once you do it, it's out there. Like, you've done it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you can't really take those words back ever.
Hot girls are intentional with their words.
Yes. Yeah. Because, you know, maybe then you're over what you said, but then that other person is sitting there,
well,
like,
really hurt by your forever. Words.
Yeah.
And you'll forget that you even said that. It's like the old phrase, you can, people will forget what you said, but they'll never forget how you made them feel.
Yep. So true.
I always think about that just aww. Whenever I'm, just because, you know, we've that's all really like cute. Said stuff that we regret and it just like, yeah. Or someone has said something to you that you don't even remember what they said. You just know that that person makes you uncomfortable or like that person
yeah, rubs you the wrong way. Way.
Yeah. Jinx. Yeah. So yeah.
So true.
Be intentional.
Any other thing else on the healing? So we... Mm-hmm. We journal to heal. We go to therapy to heal.
Yeah.
We get movement in to heal. Oh, good, probably good sleep.
Oh yeah. My gosh. That's such a good one.
Because
your girls sleep 8 hours a night.
Yes, they do. And I don't think I took sleeping seriously until very recently.
You guys know. Yeah. You've talked about this. Like you would stay up to like 4 a.m. and then text me like 8 a.m. And I'm like, does Clay have your phone? Who is this? And you're like, nope, it's me.
I was so bad at sleeping. I just thought like, I could never get everything done if I spent that much time sleeping. But I don't know if I saw a quote or it's just something I thought about. And I was like, it doesn't really matter how long I sleep. As long as the hours that I'm awake, I'm doing what I need to do. And then when I'm sleeping, that's refueling my tank to allow me to do all of that. Such a foreign concept to me at the time. But, you know, sleeping will help. I feel like, okay, maybe this is just me because I say this to Clay and Clay's like, that's not how I feel. When you sleep, don't you feel like you wake up like skinnier?
Yeah, no, it's true.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Because your body's like burning your metabolism.
That's like a TikTok thing too. People will post how they look in the morning and then they'll post how they look in the afternoon and it's totally different.
Thank you. And I'm like, Clay, sorry not all of us are just fit and perfect all day long.
Yeah.
I wake up feeling a whole lot better. And on nights when I would only get like 4 hours of sleep, I feel like my body didn't have time to like detox itself out and I would just wake up feeling so bloated. So
it needs time to burn all the food.
Yeah.
Process.
Rejuvenate.
Yeah.
It's better for your skin. It's better for your relationships if you're sleeping well.
See, I'm borderline narcoleptic, so I've never had this problem, so I can't add anything. But if anything, don't sleep 12 hours a day.
True.
Get out of bed.
I feel like that was something more of the problem.
That's more of my problem. Not now, but like there are definitely times where I could sleep all day.
Do we have any like general sleeping tips? Like I sleep with an eye mask on every single night, no matter what, and I close the blinds. Mm-hmm. And I have a humidifier. Guys, if you don't have a humidifier, get a humidifier and an air cleaner. Like my life has been so much better since I got those things, literally just on Amazon, I think. Like feeling like your bedroom is so clean and pure. Mm-hmm. And every night I light a candle and I wave a little Palo Santo over my bed, close the blinds, put my eye mask on. And you guys already know I charge my phone out in the living room. Huge, huge life-changing tip right there. Because then also when your alarm goes off, that's why Clay was like asking whose alarm it was. Cause like our phones were both like we don't know. They're out in the living room.
Oh,
so we're like looking at each
other. That's funny. Okay, that makes sense now. Yes.
But charging your phone in the other room, I think is super helpful on the terms of going to bed and the terms of waking up because then you're not just sitting there scrolling.
Yeah.
And you go to bed when you say you're going to go to bed and it tells your brain that your bed is only for sleeping.
Yeah.
It's not for scrolling. It's not for lounging around in. I don't know. Do you have any sleep tips or you're just a pro sleeper? Don't need any additional help.
She's an Olympic athlete at sleeping. I don't even need to go to the swim trials. I'm on the team.
You're the head coach. Who are we kidding? Yeah.
No, I think just not being on your phone, the blue light thing is real. Mm-hmm. And that's something I struggle with. I have to intentionally tell myself, like, do not go on TikTok after 10 p.m. Like, because even if you're someone who needs to consume something, like if you're like a nighttime TV phone person, like, yeah, I get it. Watching YouTube or a movie is so much less work on your brain than like scrolling. And like, I feel like the scrolling on Instagram, the tapping on Instagram, it's like stimulating your body and your brain. And it like makes you anxious.
Yeah.
So even if you are someone who needs to, like, we all have to have
active advice.
No, it is active. And it like makes your brain work. Mm-hmm. And it's not good for your brain. Like you're comparing. And then you're like, all these people are out. That looks really fun. No one invited me out. And it's like, gets you sad. Whereas like YouTube, sure, maybe Emma Chamberlain's at the freaking Gucci fashion show. And like, that makes you a little bit jealous. But your brain's not like working. It's just like passive consumption. Yeah. So I think that's a good tip. Like, because
in reading before bed.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. If you have trouble falling asleep, grab a book. You're out.
Yeah, one page in.
Literally. I'm also excited because I bought this actual alarm clock. Ooh. It literally was an ad the other day, so it hasn't came yet because I love listening to subliminals when I go to bed.
Yeah.
And don't know what subliminals are. They're like non-lyrical sounds. You can find them on Spotify. Yeah. And they have different bowls that are tapped and chimes that are hit that are supposed to unlock different like frequencies in your brain. And that, I'm sure there's a way better definition, but I love listening to them when I'm sleeping. But if I charge my phone out there, then I can't listen. So it's like, okay, how do I like balance this? So I found this alarm clock that you can play it through. Yeah. And it also has like a white noise machine. And then it has the thing where the light gets like gradually brighter.
What brand is it?
I think it's called Lofty.
Okay. Because I've seen a few. I was literally the same thing. There's like a brand called Hatch.
Oh, I think I've seen that one too.
Okay. Should we reel it to the next thing? Yeah. Hot girl summer means being confident, investing time in yourself.
Yes, it does.
And we kind of already touched on that. But being confident, I feel like, is totally tying back to being self-aware and, again, healing girl summer. Because you can't be confident if you're dealing with stuff and it's making you upset.
I kind of like went away in my head for a second because I was picturing this scene last night. We were watching one of my favorite influencers' YouTube channel, Clay and I were, and he was actually vibing with it. I was like, yes, love that. But she had on like a ton of makeup and was all done up for most of the video. And then like it was like a vlog. And at the end, you know, she had like all of her makeup off. And Clay was like, she literally looks so much better like that. Like he was like, if she actually just did the YouTube channel with like no makeup and looked like a normal person, I would be way more inclined to watch it. And he's like, she literally just looked like a makeuped eyelash done up person for the rest of the video. Like she looks so much cooler and down to earth and real like this. Mm-hmm. Like he's like, if you ever make a YouTube channel, he's like, I think you should just do it. Cause you guys know, like barely wear makeup ever. Right. But I feel like if I'm going to go like make videos or post content, then you like need to get done up.
Mm-hmm.
But think about what are we like 95% of our time versus 5% of the time.
Yeah.
And I don't know, just being confident and like self-acceptance. It's literally the self-awareness and self-acceptance. That's like, oh, this is actually how I look. This is how most of the people in my life see me every single day.
Yeah.
The few Instagrams that I post per month are actually how no one literally ever sees me. Mm-hmm. And that can be really hard to like grasp, like how your voice sounds, how you look, how your body looks when it's moving, but just being like, it's okay. And everyone just is normal like that.
And everyone's always thinking about themselves more than they're thinking about you.
Yeah.
Like if you have an insecurity on your face and you feel like you need to cover it up or something, it's like no one's thinking about that but you.
Yeah.
But at the same time, on the other hand, if you do like to wear makeup, that's okay too. No,
and it's not hating on wearing makeup. I think it's literally just asking the why.
Yeah.
Like, are you wearing makeup because you like think of it as a creative form of art because it's like one of your favorite hobbies. Like you love to watch the videos and then like kind of make your face your own canvas. Or are you wearing it because you feel so insecure that you can't go to the grocery store with your natural face? Like those are two very different things.
Mm-hmm.
And
ask yourself if that's something that's inhibiting your confidence.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Because you should feel confident as you are.
Mm-hmm.
Just without having to be all glammed up. You don't have to be in your best outfit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're great. Okay, think about this. Like, take your boyfriend or your significant other, whoever day. Whenever Clay is just in, like, comes home from the gym and he's sweaty and he's in, like, a t-shirt and athletic shorts, I'm like, that man is fine. 10 out of 10. Look at him. And within the times when he's like going for work and his hair is like more slick and he's like in a polo, I'm like, yeah, you're cute. Like you're definitely cute and hot. But like, I honestly just like when he's like chill.
Just real and raw.
Do you relate to that?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Like you'd think like, oh, you know, the nice button up shirt and the khaki pants is supposed to like, you're supposed to be looking your best. I'm like, I literally think you look better when you're just dressing how you feel comfortable.
Yeah. Maybe it's tied to, he just went to the gym. He's on that high. He's confident. He feels good. He's happy.
True.
Like, I feel like it really ties into how you take care of yourself.
Wait, you're onto something there. Because like, then, like, is he looking thriving? At 7 a.m. on a Monday morning, he's like, no, I'm not happy right now.
Yeah.
True.
I think, your confidence is so tied into your inner self and how you feel.
Like, you know that TikTok trend where it's like, show yourself where you're like feeling ugly. And then it's like, okay, now show yourself like when you're feeling yourself. And it's like two different people.
Yeah. And maybe it's because
Yeah, just it's a smile.
If makeup is like a form of creativity and it's relaxing to you and like you're like feeling yourself, and then I don't know, you're in like a better mindset. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
I do too. A smile just goes a long way.
Yeah.
It really does.
I feel like you said something that I was going to add to, and I'm kind of spacing.
Any other ways to feel confident? Let's see.
I think, again, just less comparison, because I've always said comparison is a thief of joy. We all catch ourselves like feeling good, feeling like you did something amazing, and then you just go on social media and see that someone just did something saying, 10 times cooler than you. So I think just spending less time comparing. And again, that's why I journal. I journal to express gratitude, because that was one of my intentions for the year, was to be more grateful. And not necessarily even like being grateful. Like I think we're all like grateful for things, but I think like literally every single day, writing down 3 things that you're grateful for is so much different than just like being grateful for being alive and just like the bare minimum. Like being grateful that the roads are paved really nice. Yeah. Or like grateful that
you have a car.
I have a car. Grateful that it's sunny out and it makes me happy. Like that kind of stuff totally shifts your mindset. And
I agree.
I feel like it all ties into confidence. I feel like everything we said leads up to that point of this episode. Like all those steps that we've been taking like makes us confident people.
I thought of something while you were saying all that. Let people be great like them, and then you can be great like you. Because you're never going to be great like them. They're not. And a guy at the swim trial said something similar to that last night. The guy was like, what advice would you give to young swimmers? And he was like, swim your swim. Like, don't imitate the greats, swim your swim. And I was even looking at it, like some guys were really flipping their feet and some guys were like taking huge strokes, but they're all getting there at the same time. And so it's like, no matter what you're doing, like you're never going to get to where someone is how they got there. So you can have similar goals, but you've got to do it in your way, with your special thing, with your skills, with the plate that you've been handed, you know?
I love that. I love the flipping, the kick flip or the kick analogy. Yeah. That's so good.
Some people have to take lots of little steps. Some people take big leaps. Some people go back and forth.
But they still touch the wall at the end.
And they still all get there at this, like in a pretty similar time.
I love that. That was a good one.
Swim trials coming in clutch.
Swim trials has given us all the life lessons today. Yeah. I think one more thing that I wanted to say for confidence is obviously fake it till you make it. And daily affirmations. I write down my daily affirmations in my journal, because I think like for you, journaling is definitely like letting your mind go free. For me, it's just building a daily healthy habit, expressing gratitude. Expressing myself affirmations is what journaling means to me. So I think if you are struggling with confidence, you could do the thing where you literally look into the mirror and you tell yourself something nice about yourself until you believe it. Have you ever done the mirror talk?
No. Okay. I feel like a weird thing about me is I don't really look in the mirror.
Okay.
That sounds like kind of crazy. But even for the longest time in college, I never had a full-length mirror because I would like love my outfit and I would feel so confident in it and like be vibing. And then I'd look in the mirror and I'm like, ew, that's what I look like. Or like, how often are you like happy? And then you see a photo of yourself and then it like kills your mood. And so I don't know. I just really try not to look in the mirror, because I'm like, I know what I look like. As long as I don't have like parsley in between my front 2 teeth and a booger hanging out, like I'm good to go. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like how often does looking in the mirror, has it ever really made you feel that much better? Like compared to how often it makes you feel worse about yourself. And I feel like when I do go in front of a mirror, it's just kind of like going down like a long spiral. It's like, oh my gosh, my pores are big. Wow. I really need to go get my eyebrows redone. My roots are bad. And maybe my personal appearance might look a little better if I spent more time in front of a mirror, but like, I don't know.
Well, maybe that's something that like you could try, is like standing in the mirror and being like, I look great the way I am. That's it.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. No, but I mean, I do think that.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
because
I
take my mirror picture anyway.
Yeah,
like,
literally,
and I'm like, okay, cool, dope. Like, let's move on. But yeah, like I don't just sit there and like deeply analyze myself. And I had a roommate in the past who would do that. Like I'd come out into the bathroom and I'd like just see her staring at herself in the mirror. And I was like, whoa, people do that. Huh?
Right. Okay. I understand what you're saying now. Yes.
But I think a tip for that would be, you know, less mirrors around if it's like really crushing your spirit. Because like your appearance is literally so little of your existence on planet Earth.
Yes. And I saw a quote shared that I just love. And how often do we ever talk about someone who's amazing, who means the world to us in the way that they look? Never.
Never.
You always talk about what they did for you or how they were there for you or how they funny they are. Yeah. You never be like, oh my God, I love Allison because she has beautiful blonde long hair.
Yep. She just has the greatest eyes. Kara has the best eyebrows ever.
Allison has the best smile ever. That's the thing. Like, those are true.
Yes, I have great eyebrows.
No, just joking. But like, that's not how people are describing you. That's not what's making you a great person.
And like at someone's funeral at the end of their life, no one would ever say like, they were just so hot. Like whenever I looked at them in a bikini, I was like, damn, that girl is hot. Like that's not what anyone would literally ever say.
No. So I think that kind of wraps up everything we're saying is like, yes, hot girl summer. It's being hot on a surface level.
But you can't be hot on the outside if you're not hot on the inside.
That was so true. Mic drop.
Boom.
Boom. Episode's over. Bye. That was so good. It's so true. You can't be hot on the outside if you're not hot on the inside.
Yeah. Do the inner work and everything will radiate out. So they literally, radiation is like heat coming out from within, isn't it?
Yeah.
So.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Wow. The magic when we're both in the studio.
Here it is, folks.
I think that's the end of this episode. I feel good about this one. I feel like that was a lot of things that we practice that we can share with you guys. Well,
we're going to go get some coffee and then we're going to have a full work day
at
New Wave because it's Monday. I've never been open on a Monday, but the College World Series. So I was like, cool. Okay, you should come over and we'll get a bunch of, we're going to do some podcast work for you guys this week. Work will be put in.
We have some really exciting things in the pipeline.
Yes.
That we're going to grind out today.
Oh.
And can't wait to share with you guys soon. Well, thanks so much for listening to another episode of Already Friends. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and listen for how you can be entered into our giveaway. We will catch you guys at our next episode.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Already Friends. It means the world to us that you are listening, liking, subscribing, and following us on Instagram. We are really trying to build up our rating in Apple Podcasts. So if you could leave a review, we are a review and a rating. We are doing a giveaway at the end of the year for AirPod Pros. So Kara is going to tell you how you can enter that giveaway.
Yes. So to be entered into this giveaway, you need to leave a 5-star rating and review on the Apple Podcast app. Go ahead and click 5-star, write a little snippet about what you're enjoying about the podcast, and then screenshot that and send it to our Instagram at We're Already Friends. That way you'll be entered. We'll see it. And yeah, we're doing the drawing at the end of the year. So again, thank you for your support. It really means the world to us and it lets us keep doing what we're doing.
Yes. Thank you guys so much. We'll catch you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.